listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Operation Free Soul is a program that teaches young spoken word artists about the business side of performing. It's run by David Lorette de Mola, who performs under two different stage names. You might know him as And Yes and Grand Slam Champion of Sacramento. And there's a big performance coming up this Sunday evening, but I do want you to meet these young artists and their poetry first. So David's in the studio with me.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having us here.
And it's more appropriate that I call you And Yes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's been my stage name. It's based off of an improv theory of Yes And, which is basically I take what you give, I build it bigger, we make a whole universe together.
Before we move on, just quickly, a little bit of background about this project and the family connection for you.
Yeah. So it's named Operation Free Soul. That's after the program that brought my dad from Cuba to America called Operation Pedro Pan. And in short, it's all about making sure that our young artists are able to sustain themselves with their art and learn the things that I was never really taught coming up in Sacramento as an artist.
As a spoken word artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeshaya, you're sitting next to David, excuse me. So do you want to introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about when spoken word poetry became a factor in your life?
Yes, my name is Yeshaya Yusro, and spoken word became a factor inside of my life. Just like when I was growing up, there was just a lot of trauma inside of my life, and I just really did not know how to deal with it just because I wasn't taught how to deal with it, and just the people around me dealt with trauma in very unhealthy ways. So that's how I dealt with it. But then when I was introduced to spoken word, I was really able to release those traumas in a very healthy way, and I feel like it really saved my life.
How old are you?
I'm 19, so I've been doing it for about 9 years now.
I think you grew up, the time you're talking about was in Oak Park,
Yes,
Sacramento. And I guess I'm asking you to kind of go a little deeper than just the poetry, but what was it that you grasped that helped ground you, helped you navigate?
It was really a sense of myself, because it was really an identity, because I was really just searching for something to really just complete me. And I feel like poetry and art really was that thing that I found that helped me do that, just because I was involved in a lot of activities that were not the best way for me to use my energy and things like that inside of Oak Park. And I feel like with art, I'm able to give back to my community and do these things that are better use of my time.
That's Yeshaya Yisrael, also here, Calypso. Do you want to introduce yourself and give a little bit of your background coming into spoken word?
Hello, my name is Kaya Osborne. I go by Calypso. And my background with spoken word, it's actually funny because spoken word for me came so much later than the poetry. I've been writing poetry since I was about in second grade in Mrs. Chong's class. Shout out Mrs. Chong. And I started off writing haikus. Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid, I was bullied a lot. And so the bullying sort of isolated me and made it so that I sort of developed this shell around myself. I developed severe anger management problems. I had issues communicating. I would stutter a lot. I was nervous. I was anxious, depressed, all that stuff at a very young age. And poetry allowed me to pour some of that, that it gave me that catharsis that after I could process and deal with everything that I was going through. And I came into performing after I started watching this YouTube called Button Poetry. And Button Poetry is this channel that NES has actually been featured on, in which they take video of different slams and stuff, and they post it up. So that is how I got into spoken word. I started wanting to mimic and do those things, and I got involved with SES, which is Sacramento Area Youth Speaks. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Dr. Vajra Watson and Patrice Hill and Coco and all them.
And how old are you, Calypso?
I am 18. I'm going to be 19 in August.
And yes, this has to be gratifying to hear the stories. How did they find you or you find them?
That's really through the poetry scene here in Sacramento. We have a huge, beautiful poetry scene with places like Luna's, Soul Collective, Brick House, Mahogany, Sac Poetry Center. And I saw these three, along with other youth artists, really come out and just wow the you-know-what out of me. And I think some of our most amazing artists in the city are underappreciated because of their age. And they have so much talent. And I'm just really honored to be able to put them up.
That is, and yes, he has been featured, as Calypso just mentioned, on Button Poetry in the National Poetry Slam. He was at the California Democratic Convention. He's toured overseas with 100,000 Poets for Change in Italy. So he's mentoring the three young poets in the studio with me. Let's meet Alex Cuevas. Hi,
hi,
Alex.
How you doing?
Same question to you. How and when you came to spoken word?
So originally I started off with music, because when I was growing up, I barely got back into custody with my mom, because I was really like blocked off from the world until I was about like 5 to 6 years old. My grandma wouldn't let me watch TV or like anything like that. Like, she tried to go raise me without all this technology. She wanted me like raise me the right way. And then my mom came back into my life when I was about 5 years old, and she made this CD for me called My CD, and I remember it has this little smiley face on it. And that's how I got into even thinking about doing anything for myself. That's because me and my mom had this very unbalanced connection when she came back into my life. And I didn't really know how to, what's the word for, like, just put her back, like, to know that's my mom. Because I always thought my grandma was my mom when I was a little kid. And I didn't really know who my actual mother was until I was 5 years old. But we connected over music. We connected over like Eminem and CeeLo Green, Metallica, just all these other just artists that she's the only reason why I do what I do. If it wasn't for my mom, I probably wouldn't be doing anything that I do nowadays. I wouldn't be performing. I wouldn't be writing anything down to help myself. So I'd say my mom is the reason why I really got into everything. I did music before poetry. But Sacramento, I moved up to Sacramento about 5 years ago. I'm originally from Long Beach. Can't tell by the hat, but
the Long Beach hat, yes.
Yeah. So I was in Long Beach for 14 years, and I moved to Sacramento 5 years ago, and then I was also in the CES program too, Sacramento Area Youth Speaks. Again, shout out Dr. Vajra Watson and Patrice Hill. Patrice Hill actually went to my school and recruited me. I was one of the only students out of Legion to actually like make it onto the CES team and all that, and they told me like, yeah, you rap, but if you take the instrumental away, what is that? It's like, oh, that's poetry. Yeah, word.
Poetry.
And so they've formed me into who I am now.
I'm so impressed by how all three of you talk so directly and clearly about some really rough paths and some stuff that sometimes people can't navigate inside of themselves, let alone be able to articulate it. So I'd like to hear some of that put into some poetry. And Alex, since you're talking at the moment, do you want to share something with us?
Yeah, sure. One time for my hustles in the streets, somehow we gotta eat. Pimp gang, something I learned how to peep. I was 13 walking with a lean, throwing up gang signs out the window in the classroom. Gotta represent so nobody could ask you. Block a playboys, I'm just wearing on my tattoo. Down with the stuff since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Raised off of West Side, screaming the thug life. Burner in the waistband, no need to tuck ice. House slippers, chains, bandanas, and them chucks might turn you to a gangster. Gotta keep my funds right. Mama folding clothes just to buy my own. Gotta pay rent or else we don't got a home. Struggle since day one, look at how we have grown. Still hustling checks us to pay off my phone. Whoa, tell me you ain't been there. Have you been there? That city you call trouble, you know that I've been there. Scratch that, rewind, know that I'm still here.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing about this is that really this project is not me really having to coach them on the arts. They have that down, and I knew they had that down before they even came in. This is all about making sure that they know the back end of things. And so far, they've been doing a great job at, you know, tuning in, asking questions, being here, being present. If I could give a shout out, actually, really quick, to, because we mentioned Sacramento area youth speaks, they actually got, I just heard, third place at the national competition, Brave New Voices. I just wanted to say congratulations to them real quick.
Congratulations. And all of this work has been supported by a community grant, a mayor's creative economy grant in the city of Sacramento. So that's making a difference in this program.
Yeah. And I was actually part of the presentation at City Hall to make that a thing. Yeah, we got to perform right there and did a little piece about homelessness, and it seemed to resonate with a lot of people there. I'm still hearing about it. So
The group is Operation Free Soul and Calypso. How about some poetry from you?
All right. So this poem is based off of a song by Boris Gardiner called Every N-Word is a Star. It's called Black and Shining and Tired. I fear water the same way I imagine my ancestors did. Tongue-tied and hope-filled that the miserly depth holds life where the distance between freedom and here fails. I say the lost names nestled beside the morning sun and a sky shatters, blood running rampant down its thighs like a beckon for birth or a reckoning for a redneck, a bullet, a cardinal, a slice of sweet meat. I've learned to catch what taunts the hate in my mouth and crush it like the stained rapture of a blackberry's popping. There is absence everywhere, even between the tongue and teeth. When I say I cannot love, I mean I do not know my family's history. How one hand guided the next to its metal. How a body fell into its terror and bloomed a protest. On the night a father evacuated his veins in my city, my trembling fingers stood still. The air staled and tangled into carcinogen. There was nowhere to look but up.
That is Calypso. You know, I believe you. And I believe you know every word. And I believe you know all of what that means. And that's so much about performance, isn't
it?
Thank you. About the authenticity of the art. I will tell you, by the way, that the performance by these artists and Self-Care, your band, right? Yeshaya?
Yes,
your band will be at Yisrael Family Farms this Sunday from 7 to 11. It is in Oak Park, and we'll give you more details. So, Yeshaya, do you want to wrap us up with a bit of performance?
Yes, I think I'm going to do one of my favorite poems that I've written. It's called Rice, because I really love rice. That's like my favorite thing inside of the world. But I feel like poetry in its essence is being able to take a small experience that everyone goes through and turn it into a learning experience. So I feel like this poem does that really well. My name is Yeshaya Yisrael. I'm 19 years old and I'm addicted to rice. If I could, I would eat it every day for every meal. My parents just got me a rice cooker. It seems like they want to help me further my addiction. Ironically, I can't make rice for the life of me. I always find some way to burn it. And if I don't burn it, it's too mushy or it doesn't even cook. Tell me how a pot of rice is on the stove and it doesn't even cook. With all the complications, I still love rice, and I never hesitate to make a pot. The rice reminds me of you. I'm still learning how to love someone correctly. As a man, I'm taught to thrice bite my feelings and trust no one. But I'm trying. For you, I'd move boulders, climb mountains, travel to the ends of the earth. I'd fight death at our last moments just so we could have a little bit more time. I thank the stars for sending me their child. With all the complications, I still love rice. I mean you.
Snap, snap, snap. Yeah. I think you fool people, don't you, Yeshaya, with your simplicity and your imagery, and they don't know that you're wrapping them around to, bam, something really powerful and meaningful.
I feel like that's poetry inside of its essence, is like you being able to look at something in the eye and just take it and flip it and just twist it and turn it. And like, I think one of my favorite poems is by my mentor, Andrew Defy. It's like, he's talking, having this conversation, and he's like, but that's the poem, though. Like, he's just talking and having this conversation, and then he's like, you know, those poems where you're having a conversation and then you don't know you're, this is the poem, well, this is one of those poems, and then everyone just starts laughing. Like, I feel like that, like, that's poetry in its essence, and I love it.
So how much of your lives do you think poetry can be? And let me give you a few words, or you give me back. A hobby, a pastime, a career? What do you think, Calypso?
I think if you look at the way that I've sort of gone about poetry, it does seem like a career. I submit to journals a lot. I read. I'm an editor. I do blogs. I do interviews, blah, blah, blah. But at the core of it all, I have to say poetry and theater together, they are my fuel. It's more than a hobby, more than a pastime, more than a career. I think it's what wakes me up in the morning and gets my motor running. Like, that is how I have to live, because if I'm not creating, I'm the kind of person where if I'm not creating, I just don't feel like I'm living.
Yeshaya?
I agree with Calypso 100%, because without, I feel like poetry just gives me that, and art just gives me that sort of fire where I just want to wake up in the morning and create. Like, yesterday I got off of work at 3 a.m. in the morning and I sat in my bed and wrote, even though I needed to go to sleep. So poetry and art just gives me a sort of fire. It used to be a hobby, but I feel like it's transformed to something much more. I feel like it's like an intimate relationship. Me and the pad just have an intimate relationship. We know everything about each other, and I'm happy to see our relationship growing, and I can't wait to see where it goes.
And Alex, what about you?
So for me, poetry is more like a lifesaver, and like that hand like breached above water. Because for the longest part of my life, I made a lot of bad decisions in my life, you know, especially like living in Long Beach, and like, you mean like you go down the street, like you're not going to see some English teacher, you're not going to see some politician, like you're going to see like one of like the essays down the street, and like, you mean like either they're going to pass you a wood, they're going to pass you a burner, like they, whatever it is, you mean like, and that was life for me at like the age of 12 and 13. That's what I was used to. And then eventually I got introduced into like, yeah, you can actually write and like you have a gift. So like, why are you doing something that might potentially like end all that? And that's what flipped me around, you know, that's the only reason why I'm still alive right now. Like, that's the only reason why I still get to see my little sister every single couple of days, you know, cause I do this for them. I do this for the people around me. I do this for the people around me at this table, you know, like. I consider everybody my family now, and I can't let all that negativity come to me, so I gotta let this poetry save me.
I am so happy to have all of you here today. Thank you so much for sharing your stories, sharing your poetry. Good luck with the very first show, the first performance of Operation Free Soul.
Thank you so much.
And so that will be Sunday, July 29th from 7 to 11 at the Israel Family Farm in Oak Park. We'll post a link with more information. There are more events coming up by this group. And so let me thank, and yes, David?
Yeah.
Glad to have you here.
Oh, I'm so glad that we were able to come on and share this piece of us.
Yeshaya? Alex, Calypso, thanks.
Thank you so much.
And good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show tomorrow.